1903年之前
Before 1903
如果有人认真的说
If someone says seriously
咱们能造出比空气还沉却能飞起来的东西
We can create something that is heavier than air but also able to fly
那大概会被当成异想天开
That would probably be considered crazy
当时的美国政府把宝压在了最权威的科学家。
The U.S. government placed its hopes on the most authoritative scientists.
兰利教授身上。
Professor Lanley.
给了他整整$50,000。
He gave him a total of $50,000.
放到现在值好几百万。
It has reached several million now.
结果呢？那台凝聚了顶级智慧的机器
What about the machine which embodies top-tier intelligence?
当着众人的面，像块石头一样
Like a stone
一头栽进了河里
Fell into the river
权威们一声叹息
Experts sigh
说
Say
人类想飞起来
Humans want to fly
至少还得再等1000年
At least another 1,000 years.
那会儿好像整个世界都灰心了。
At that time, it seemed like the whole world was depressed.
但就在这片灰心里。
But in this gray heart,
美国
United States,
美国俄亥俄州一家不起眼的自行车修理铺里有两个
There were two in a small bicycle repair shop in Ohio.
可连大学门都没进过的修车工威尔伯和奥维尔正琢磨着一件看似自不量力的事
A mechanic named Wilbur and Oliver who hadn't even managed to get into college decided on a seemingly impossible task
是没有经
No funds
费没有光环实验室
No halo lab
是，就是那个堆满零件灰扑扑的后堂
That's the dusty, cluttered back room full of spare parts
谁也瞧不上这两个土包子
No one looks down on these two idiots
可偏偏就是他们后来让所有人都闭了嘴
It's just that they later made everyone shut up
为什么呢
Why?
当时的科学家想造的是带着翅膀的汽车，一门心思。
The scientists at the time were focused on building a car with wings, completely dedicated to it.
用大马力发动机把人硬推上去。
Use a powerful engine to forcefully push people up.
追求的是死死稳住。
The goal is to maintain stability.
但莱特兄弟不一样。
But the Wright brothers were different.
他们天天跟自行车打交道。
They are always dealing with bicycles.
知道两寸宽的轮胎上平衡不是天生的。
It's not innate to balance a 2-inch-wide tire.
是练出来的。
It's all about practice.
他们突然意识到，飞在天上的家伙
They suddenly realized the figure in the sky.
其实更像那辆摇摇晃晃的自行车。稳定是靠驾驶员一刻不停地调整。
In fact, the stability of that shaky bicycle is mainly due to the driver's constant adjustments.
还换来的。这个念头。
This idea, which I just bought,
像一道光。
Like a light.
他们盯着秃鹫转弯时微微扭曲的翼尖，灵机一动。
They watched the vulture's wings twitch slightly as they turned a subtle movement of their wingtips.
鼓捣出了翘曲机翼。
I have made a flying machine.
让翅膀像鸟儿一样扭动，用这种最朴素的办法控制平衡。
Use this simplest method to control balance.By making the wings twist like a bird's.
这个点子是航空史上最妙的突破之一。
This idea is one of the most ingenious breakthroughs in aviation history.
它不出自哪本高深的教科书。
It doesn't come from any deep textbook.
而出自两个修车师傅。
And it came from two mechanics.
日复一日的观察，有了想法。
The daily observations led to an idea.
还得有数据。
Still need data.
可当他们翻开当时最权威的空气动力学书时，
When they opened the most authoritative aerodynamics book at the time,
差点没愣住
almost didn't freeze.
上面的数据居然是错的。
The data above is incorrect.
怎么办？
What to do?
是跟着权威走？
Follow the experts.
假装没看见？
Pretend not to see.
还是把一切都推翻自己？
Overthrow everything.
从头来，这两个沉默的年轻人选了最难的路。
These two silent young men chose the most difficult path from scratch.
他们用一只破旧的淀粉盒子和一台简陋的风扇。
They used an old, dilapidated cardboard box and a simple fan.
捣鼓出了世界上第一个实用的风洞。
Developed the world's first practical wind tunnel.
就在那个寒碜的盒子里。
In that shabby box.
他们试了200多种异形。
They tried 200 different types of aliens.
记下了密密麻麻的数据。
Recorded a large amount of data.
一点一点自己推导。
One by one, I push it over.
自己修正。
Self-correction.
那几年
Those years,
他们几乎把自己活成了一座孤岛
They almost turned themselves into an island.
没有派对
No party.
没有约会
No date.
没有多余的字
No extra words.
他们的世界里只剩下风、数字和一个万一错了就没命的梦
Their world is left with only wind and numbers and a dream that if it's wrong, they will die.
1903年12月17日
December 17, 1903
北卡罗来纳州的基地
Base in North Carolina
霍克风冷得像刀子
The wind was cold as a knife.
几个救生员站在旁边看着兄弟俩抛硬币
Several lifeguards stood by watching the two brothers toss a coin.
决定谁先上，弟弟奥维尔赢了。
Decided who would go first in the match against younger brother Oliver.
他趴在下层机翼上，启动了那台自制的12马力发动机，轰鸣声。
He lay on the lower wing and started the homemade 12 horsepower engine, which roared.
在荒原上炸开
Exploded in the wasteland
飞机沿着木轨滑出去
The plane split out along the wooden rails
越来越快
Faster and faster
然后摇摇晃晃的像匹倔强的小马驹
Then it swayed and wobbled like a stubborn little colt
真的离开了地面12秒36米5
Actually, it left the ground for 12.36 seconds and traveled the distance of 125 meters.
还不及半个足球场长。
No more than half a football field long.
可就是这12秒。
It's just these 12 seconds.
像一把钥匙，打开了人类身上那副几十万年的枷锁。
Like a key, it unlocked the shackles that had bound humanity for tens of thousands of years.
我们不再是只能仰望天空的生灵了。
We are no longer just creatures who can only look up at the sky.
尽管后来一阵风把飞机掀翻了。
Although a gust of wind later overturned the plane.
尽管当时的报纸根本不信。
Despite the fact that newspapers at the time completely didn't believe it,
觉得这不过是场骗局。
I think it's just a scam.
但历史已经在那阵风里悄悄拐了弯。
But history has quietly turned in that moment.
最动人的是
The most touching thing is
他们飞起来
They flew away.
那年满大街还跑着马车
That year, horse-drawn carriages were still running all over the city.
短短66年后
In just 66 years,
人类却已经站在了月亮上。
Humans have already stood on the moon.
阿姆斯特朗登月时
When Armstrong landed on the moon,
宇航服贴身的口袋里装着一小块来自飞行者一号机翼的木头和布料。
A small piece of wood and fabric from the wing of the Flyer One is tucked away in a pocket on the astronaut's tight-fitting suit.
那是两个修车匠和一个星球之间的回响。
It was a resonance between two mechanics and a planet.
从沙丘到静海。
From the desert to the still sea.
一切的一切都始于两个年轻人决定像鸟一样思考的那个瞬间。
Everything started with the moment when two young people decide to think like birds.
即使全世界都觉得你不行。
Even if everyone in the world thinks you're not good enough.
即使权威的声音大得震耳朵。
Even if the authoritative voices are loud enough to deafen.
只要你心里还信着一点。
As long as you still have a little faith.
什么？愿意一步一步地去验证。
What I want is to verify step by step.
去死磕。那么，一双修过自行车的手
，Mastering a pair of hands that have been repaired on bicycles，
也能搭出通向天空的梯子。
You can also build a ladder to the sky。
你心里有没有过这样一个不被看好的梦
？Have you ever had a dream where you were not seen or valued？